Today we're going to be talking about the Trump travel ban and the DACA, along with an Immigration Act of 1924. The Immigration Act of 1924 limited the number of immigrants allowed entry into the United States through a national origins quota. The quota provided immigration visas to 2% of the total number of people of each nationality in the United States as of the 1890 National Census. Trump's travel ban, along with the DACA, was acknowledged by the administrations. DACA, also referred to Defend Action for Children Arrivals, gives undocumented immigrants' children protection from deportation and a work permit. Trump's travel ban is based on banning illegal immigrants in America and stopping more from traveling over the borders. The Immigration Act and DACA and Trump's travel ban took a toll in the debates. The Immigration Act wanted to limit the number of immigrants in America. The DACA followed up with wanting to protect those young immigrants who were allowed entry. However, Trump's travel ban had a different idea and approach. Trump wanted to ban traveling borders altogether and send the immigrants home. The author mentioned the struggles between the executionary vision and the inclusive vision of America. Many Americans fight over these visions and how they want their country back. Some see it in an inclusive way and close off on others about these debates. Sadly, our guest speaker is sleeping. But he says that the travel ban and the Immigration Act of 1924 was a good idea. It prevented Muslims and others from within our nationality from hurting American citizens. And that is all for today. I am sorry that I have to cut this short. I'm very sorry.